Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 1580 The Bet. This is 1580 The Bet. WJFK AM Morningside. And WJFK HD3 Manassas. Always live on the free Odyssey app. DC's home for wagertainment.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
A Thursday night edition here at BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're with you every Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and it's a very special night tonight here on Westwood One Sports. Brad and I will have you covered for the first 2 hours like normal. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, don't go anywhere. Keep it right here listening in on the Westwood One Sports app because you will hear the great Scott Graham and Mike Golic release the entire official 2026 NFL schedule, all 272 games in all their glory. So you don't want to miss that, a special two-hour show. And then we will jump back on at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. Instant reaction, the best week one games of the week one slate, and then the best games throughout the rest of the year. We may or may not have an incredible Thanksgiving Day slate that has already released that we will get to here shortly, but it's like a kind of Christmas light, Christmas morning light here today, Brad, because the entire NFL schedule has come out, and I cannot wait at 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And as mentioned, Westwood One Sports app, Odyssey app. You can also hear the show on SiriusXM Channel 375 and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talking text line is 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text. 310-840-4910. But Brad, 2 hours from now, brother, we're going to have every single game of all 18 weeks. It is going to be glorious.
Yeah, the gift wrap is going to be flying. The bows are going to be bouncing off the walls. It is kind of like a Christmas morning, so to speak, with the schedule release upcoming. We know roughly what some of the schedule is going to look like, but we don't know exactly when the game's going to be played, where the games are going to be played as well. We know the international slate with the nine matchups going up, you know, across the pond, really across the entire globe, including one in the land down under in Melbourne, Australia this year with the Rams and 49ers. But yeah, man, I am absolutely stoked about the schedule release because I want to see what the roads are for many of the fantasy football options that are out there. As I said the other night, the schedule release always is like the step, first step, really, in the new fantasy football season. So we could really start diving in to some of the research, see what positive and negative matchups that are out there, what possibly the fantasy playoff slates could look like for certain high draft picks you may have in mind. And, of course, that's just one area that you can dissect all the intimate details of every single NFL team schedule. So buckle up, folks. It's going to be one hell of a ride tonight right here on Westwood One Sports.
Yes, sir. And, again, number to join, 310-840-4910. But let's get to a little NBA playoffs from last night, shall we, Brad? Because we finally got a road team to win the freaking game. Let's hear the final sequence in overtime of the Cavaliers going into Detroit and taking game five. Listen to it.
4-point lead. Jenkins gets inside. Out to Harris. Harris the three. Back to the rim. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Cunningham brings it back out. 8 seconds to go. Jenkins flips it up quickly. That's short. Mobley the rebound. 4 seconds remaining and a foul. Now with 3.4 seconds remaining, the Cavs will shoot free throws. Jenkins looking. Find Paul Reed. Reed dribbles it down. Throws it down with 7/10 of a second remaining. And that's it. The Cavs get that elusive road win. And now take a 3-2 lead here in this best of seven series.
Mike Breen, the call on ESPN last night. The Pistons had a 9-point lead with under 3 minutes to go, Brad. They led by as many as 15 earlier in the game, but the Cavaliers come storming back, and there is still time for a game six or maybe a game seven James Harden choke meltdown. But last night, the beard was excellent. 30 points, 30 points. And the Cavs with, again, a magic act in those final 3 minutes. They probably get away with murder in the final second of regulation. Jared Allen, I don't know how much more of a clear and obvious trip you're going to see of Asar Thompson. The referees don't call it. They don't review it. They're like, no, we're looking the other way, man. We're not going to let this game be decided on that. Overtime we go. Pistons couldn't make shots. Nobody outside of Cade Cunningham can do anything on this team. And just like that, the Pistons are once again going to have to win not one, but two games with their backs against the wall. They came from 1-3 down against Orlando. Can they do it again? Brad, your thoughts, and also Cleveland. I mean, and James Harden, is this the beginning of a new leaf here for James Harden? Your thoughts on that? That meltdown for Detroit and the comeback win for Cleveland.
Yeah, just to speak to James Harden first, he must put some new product in that beard, man, because it's silky smooth right now. It's glistening. He's been outstanding this entire series, and he is not, as you mentioned, just crumbling in key moments and high leverage situations. He's played excellent basketball throughout. Been incredibly consistent, whether scoring the rock, dishing the dimes, grabbing some rebounds, at 8 boards last night. He's been ultra, ultra impressive, to say the least. But the script is flipped now in this series, as you and I, and we had Nick Friedel on earlier this week. We all were talking up the home court advantage, yada yada yada. I think Detroit's going to return the favor on the road in C-Town in the next game. I think this thing is still going to go to 7 games. I still feel Detroit is going to win it. I could be horribly, terribly, and awfully wrong, which I usually am. But that's my gut right now. I still feel the Pistons are the better defensive team overall. But the key for Detroit is this. And, give Cleveland all the credit in the world. They were attacking the rim. They were drawing whistles. They were getting to the free throw line. And they made Detroit pay. They were 31-38 in the charity strike compared to Detroit, which only attempted 20 free throws in the game. So that was a big difference in this one. But somebody's got to step up, as you mentioned, outside of Kay Cunningham. It's largely been Tobias Harris, but he had a painfully mediocre game last night, going 6-19. The key guy, and you have said this repeatedly on your tippy top toes of top the soapbox. Try to say that a dozen times fast. Jalen Duren, where the hell you at, bro? You're on the side of a milk carton. You're in witness protection right now. You have been downright lousy, largely this entire series, including last night. A plus minus of minus 16, Pat. He only scored 9 points and grabbed 5 rebounds. He was practically a non-factor. The bench didn't play well for Detroit as well. Your leading scorer off the pine, Paul Reed, with 10 points in 17 minutes. Quite frankly, I think Paul Reed has got to be playing more minutes right now than Jalen Duren, because Duren is just so unreliable, and it's shocking how miserable he has been throughout the entire NBA postseason, and particularly in this series, and particularly last night. So, again, my gut, probably horribly wrong, I still feel Detroit is going to win the next game on the road. I think it's going to get back to Little Caesars, and they're going to chomp down on some of that tasty, crazy bread, somehow survive, advance, and take on your beloved New York Knicks. But this is far from over. Just a really disappointing performance by Detroit overall last night.
Yeah, I got more thoughts on Jalen Duren and Paul Reed, but first, let's hear James Harden here. This was right after the game on the Cavs' first road win in the entire postseason.
that's what, like, we're finding out about each other. You know, we're a fairly new team for the most part, so we got to find out, you know, who we are in the moments, which is it's good for us. So this is our story. This is how we're shaping our story. Great time to win the game. Great time to have a first road win.
Again, that's courtesy of ESPN. I love that he always has an excuse, though. It's like, yeah, we're pretty new. We're a fairly new team, so we're finding out, you know, kind of who we are. It's like, dude, you're already at the end of the second series of the playoffs. You got traded in February. It's not like you got traded in April. Like, give me a freaking break. Give me a break. By the way, he was miserable in game two. That was the one game. Outside of that, yes, he has been pretty damn good. He's gotten better as this series has gone on, which normally it's the exact opposite for James Harden. We'll see if he turns over a new leaf. But yes, you mentioned playing more minutes, Paul Reed. J.B. Bickerstaff literally closed with him last night at the end of that fourth quarter and all of overtime. Jalen Duren's ass was on the bench. That is, I can't say how absurdly mind-boggling that is, that a guy that was named an all-star for the first time was not on the floor for the end of the game and all of overtime in favor of B-ball Paul Reed, the former G League MVP. That's how pathetic Jalen Duren has been. We said the milk carton, witness protection, like putting him on a milk carton means that there's a chance that he can be found. He's gone. He's terrible. He's killing them in this series. He's killing them. He's getting beat to rebounds on a consistent basis by Jared Allen and Evan Mobley and Max Strus, by the way. He is doing zero offensively. He's not sealing. He's not making his teammates bad. He had four assists yesterday. Like, congrats. That's because they doubled him and he actually found an open guy that just made a shot. But I mean, dude, you're getting benched for Paul Reed. That is pathetic. And I've been asking for most of the playoffs, when is Jalen Duren going to step up? Because he was mediocre largely for the entire series against Orlando. And then he came up with a big game seven. And I was like, all right, maybe now things will change here. And Jalen Duren, in the beginning of this series, you know, he wasn't doing much, but at least he was grabbing double-digit rebounds in the first two games. And now he's not even he hasn't grabbed more than five rebounds in any of the last three games. He hasn't. He's got one block in the last four games. He's nothing. He's basically just like a traffic cone out there. He's doing nothing for them. And you know, again, who knew just a couple of weeks ago how badly the Pistons would have needed Duncan Robinson? He's basically been giving them four threes a game in this series. He doesn't play last night, and they can't hit water if they fell out of a boat outside of Cade Cunningham. You mentioned Tobias Harris. It feels like it was only a matter of time before he turned in a mediocre performance because he had been so consistent. And so I don't care how the rest of this series goes for Detroit. I don't know if they will come back and win this because, again, it's a one-man show with Cade Cunningham right now. 39 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds last night. Detroit should be immediately looking for anybody that's got a pulse in the offseason that can come in and help this team. Maybe it's LeBron. I don't know. We don't have to go down that road. Maybe it's LeBron James that comes to Detroit because, holy smokes, this team is dying for anybody else to step up and help them out and give Cade Cunningham just a little bit of help, and nobody's doing it right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I will say this. Again, their saving grace is their defense. They've largely been rather consistent in that category throughout the NBA postseason. Case in point, you look at the current defensive rating standings of postseason teams, and Detroit is numero tres in that category, giving up just 1.072 points per possession. By comparison, Cleveland is way down that list at number 12. Now, the Cavs are playing excellent offense. They're at 1.136 points per possession compared to Detroit's 1.108. So that's the advantage they have, is the offense has been firing on more cylinders. But again, I still feel the Pistons, they may have like 1 foot in the grave, but I don't think they're going to get buried. They're not going to be 6 feet under anytime soon. They're going to storm back. They're going to win game six. They're going to win game seven, and they're going to move on the NBA postseason largely because of the D. That is the only reason why I am buying the Pistons, making not even a miraculous comeback, a slight comeback in this series and ultimately taking, because that defense has been their calling card in the regular season and largely most of the postseason so far this year. So, again, I could be terribly wrong. They will lay down and die. But I believe and the power of Detroit. Motor City, don't let me down and drive off a cliff.
310-840-4910. Do you still give Detroit the benefit of the doubt? Do you think they come back and win Game 6 on the road in Cleveland and then win Game 7 at home? Do they come back again just like they did against Orlando? 310-840-4910. They're going to have, I feel like they'd be relying on Cleveland to give it to them. I don't believe that they could take it, Brad. Like, I think you're going to have a James Harden classic Game 6 / Game 7 meltdown. Donovan Mitchell maybe scores 35, but nobody else. You know, Evan Mobley, who finally Evan Mobley steps up and makes some big shots. Oh, my gosh. Late in the game in regulation, he hit that huge three that basically gave Cleveland the opportunity to come back. If he doesn't hit that three, the game's probably over. We're probably talking about a Pistons 3-2 lead. And if the Cavs were going to be able to win at home and then win on the road, the exact opposite of what we're talking right now. But Mobley with 19 points. He also had 8 assists. He was his great defensive self. So he's getting better as the series has gone on. James Harden's getting better as the series has gone on. Max Strus is getting better. Like, Cleveland's peaking.
Awesome
Detroit
night.
Is sinking. They're going to need Cleveland at home, where they haven't lost yet in the playoffs, to basically donate them Game 6, because I do not believe that Detroit can just take it on their own. But speaking of James Harden, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He also had 3 blocks. And we were watching the game as the show is going on. I don't remember James Harden having 3 blocks, but apparently he did in the box score. Again, he was phenomenal. He was fantastic. There's nothing you could say. And he was a little hard on himself after the game, too, talking about some of the missed shots that he had down the stretch and missing some free throws that kept the door slightly ajar for Detroit.
Yeah, plus 11 at the plus minus in the box score as well. I mean, Harden is capable of doing that. He can literally take over games. But, you know, the long storied history, which you have outlined repeatedly here on BetMGM tonight, just folding like a house of cards in some of those clutch situations. That's the reputation that he has. But right now he's conquering those demons of the past. He's rising to the occasion. And he's doing, not only the front and center things, but some of the little things that are out there. Yeah, I don't recall him blocking a single shot last night, but the 3 blocks, that's crazy good for James Harden. Also had a steal. We know he's got those active hands. So a guy that's just getting it done across the board and being a steward and steering this ship of this offense, that's exactly what he was brought in to do. And he is delivering on those fronts. Kate Cunningham is as well. He's just not getting any support, unlike, James Harden. And shout out to Max Strus. Mad Max was incredible last night. 6 of 8 from way downtown with 20 points and 36 minutes off the bench. When he is that electric, nearly that automatic from way downtown, Cleveland is so difficult to bounce. So if he shows up again like that in Game 6, I will be wrong about my projection with Detroit winning not only that game, but Game 7. But shout out to Max Strus. He was awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, about Charles Barkley having a man crush on him. But let's hear James Harden again. And this was after the game. Here's James Harden being hard, no pun intended, on himself, talking about leaving some opportunity on the doorstep for Cleveland.
Thank you, Mike. James, Donovan said I should ask you about the missed free throws, but you said you said I should ask you about what?
Missed floaters, free throws. It was I had a bunch of opportunities that I should be making that I work on. They didn't go on, but I'm happy. I'm proud of our team, how we played, man.
Yeah, so again, here's another question for you to answer, those of you listening and watching. 310-840-4910. Have we seen James Harden turn over a new leaf, or are you not ready to believe just yet after all of the late series terrible games and meltdowns we've seen from him over the past? If I need to dig up the stats, I can. But, Brad, do you think James Harden has turned over a new leaf, or are you ready for the worst still to yet happen here for the beard?
Oh, what do I see off in the distance, Pat? I see a brass pole descending from the sky. I don't know what that means for James Harden, but we know the reputation that he certainly has. A guy that's usually concentrated on other things more so than basketball at times. But right now, he seems loaded. He seems locked in. We're seeing the best of James Harden, I think, at really almost any juncture of his career. And he is not single-handedly. This has been a collective and a team effort, but he is a major, major reason why Cleveland is knocking at the door of advancing on and facing the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
We have a 346 number weighing in on the text line. Cavs getting it done in an epic thriller, and the Pistons just choking away a critical game five. Yeah, that's basically the story of the game last night. We appreciate the text. You could text, you could call 310-840-4910. You mentioned Max Strus. I couldn't help. I didn't see it last night because the game ended literally, I think, as I was signing off right before 11 p.m. Eastern. Charles Barkley after the game, Chuck, I mean, calling Max Strus a good-looking dude, an attractive-looking dude, said don't look into his eyes. Kenny saying, oh, so Chuck, you know, you're talking about him and Tom Brady. I guess you have a type. And I just thought that was fine. That was another classic moment on the NBA. Chuck basically just pleading his case. He's plotting on Max Strus. He loves him, wants to get after him.
Well, you should be smitten when you're 6 of 8 from three, Pat.
Yeah, and he is. I mean, look, he's got the man bun / ponytail going. He's got those green eyes, man. You know, I could see why Detroit kept losing him. They're too busy looking at him rather than the ball, or looking at him in the wrong ways rather than in the right ways. The one other thing, I can't get over, and JB Bickerstaff, who complains anytime any call goes against him, he had a legitimate gripe here, and he said about that last second call or non-call, where Jared Allen clearly tripped Asar Thompson after Cleveland had a chance to win it at the buzzer. They missed the shot, and Asar Thompson goes to grab it with about a second left and turn around, and Jared Allen kind of gets tangled up, but he trips him. Any other time of the game, that's a foul. And so J.B. Bickerstaff said, quote, he fouled Asar, clearly. He tripped him when he was going for a loose ball. That's about all he said on it. I wonder if we maybe get a bit of a friendlier whistle for the Pistons in Game 6, because – again, that has to be a foul. That's an egregious missed call there. But Detroit still had their chances to win it in overtime. And again, it's a one-man show right now for Cade Cunningham. So they're going to have to find a way to get somebody else to step up. Hopefully Duncan Robinson will be back for them next game. That'll be a big boost for sure. You're listening to BetMGM Tonight with Pat Boyle and Brad Evans, and we're sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. We'll get to your calls and your texts on last night's comeback win for the Cavs. Do you think they can win this puppy at home? Do you still think Detroit has a chance? And then what do you make of Jalen Duren getting benched for the Pistons? Should Paul Reed start the next game for Detroit? 310-840-4910. When we come back, the NFL schedule releases in full at 8 p.m. Eastern, but we've already got an unbelievable Thanksgiving week laid out for you. We'll break them down when we come back. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Tonight, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym games on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You've put in the work to get that first job, moved up the ranks, or started a family. Now it's time to take your success to the next level. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we're here to help you keep that momentum going with educational programs built around real-world, in-demand career skills. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus timeless skills like leadership, communication, critical thinking, and more. Affordable, accredited, and online, a UMGC education fits your life so you can keep growing while you keep going. You've succeeded before. Now succeed again. At UMGC, we believe nothing should stand in the way of your next achievement. Not doubt, not your life stage, and especially not an application fee. Just apply by June 1st, and we'll waive your application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Not loving your AT&T or T-Mobile bill? Yeah, we've been hearing that a lot. Good news. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to Verizon and we'll give you a better deal. So get away from that unfortunate phone bill and get to Verizon. Run, ride, canoe, whatever it takes, we'll be here. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal on the best network. A better deal. No surprises. That's Verizon. Best network based on Root Metrics, best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025. All rights reserved. Must provide a recent consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym games on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.